Whispers in the dark, shadows walk, the broken writ the whispering wall. Iris stood motionless in the dimly lit scriptorium, fingers drumming a slow beat against the worn stone wall. Shadows danced around her like dark wings as the flickering candelabras cast eerie silhouettes on the floor. Her gaze lingered on the pages of the broken writ, her eyes tracing the intricate text that seemed to whisper secrets in her mind. "Master Ira," a soft voice interrupted her reverie. "We've received word from House Valen's envoy." Ira turned, eyes narrowing as she took in the young curator standing by the door. "What news?" "A small contingent has been sent to investigate rumors of a whispering wall, whispers of Ashen Roads, but not just any whispers," the curator said, voice hushed. "The echoes speak of a silent guardian, one who walks among the people, subtly correcting balance." Intrigued, Ira rose from her stool and followed the curator to the meeting chamber. Outside, she breathed in the crisp night air, sensing the quiet determination emanating from the waiting riders. Upon arriving at House Valen's encampment, they were met by Kaelvarn himself. Tall, imposing, with eyes that seemed to hold secrets behind a mask of impassivity, he listened intently as Ira presented her credentials and their mission. She noticed his gaze lingering on her hand, where the faint sigil of Melos Draw Order glowed softly. Their search took them through narrow alleys and forgotten streets, following threads of rumors that led to an unassuming door hidden behind a tavern. Ira dismounted, her eyes scanning the door for any sign of enchantment or trap, finding none. With Kale by her side, they pushed open the door and stepped into darkness. Inside, the air was heavy with incense and the stench of decay. Ira sensed an undercurrent of dark magic, its weight pressing down on her like a physical force. A faint echo whispered in her mind, "Silence is virtue," but she knew better than to follow every whisper. Candles flared to life around them, casting macabre silhouettes. A figure stood at the far end of the room, gaunt, hooded, and shrouded in shadows. The silent guardian, Ira thought, her hand instinctively reaching for the dagger at her belt. Kale's voice was like a whispered promise, "We do not come to judge." The figure slowly drew back its hood, revealing eyes that seemed to hold the very weight of time itself. "Balance has been disrupted," it said, its voice barely above a whisper. "A soul has wandered too far from the Order's path." Without another word, Kale and Ira followed the silent guardian into the heart of the city, their footsteps weaving through shadows that seemed to part for them like dark curtains. In alleys hidden from the sun, in abandoned gardens where moonlight barely reached, they worked subtly, quietly, and without spectacle. Ira felt a weight settle upon her shoulders as the night wore on, each step heavier than the last. They'd walked into hearts, into secrets, and into judgment unspoken. When the sun began to rise, the city awakened from its slumber, unaware of what had transpired in the darkness. Ira knew that not every balance demanded blood, but some demanded an eternal vigilance. As they returned to their respective orders, Kale turned to her with a silent nod. "The whispers will continue," he said. "But with each step, we find our way back." Ira watched him disappear into the shadows, feeling the weight of the night's work settling upon her, like an unshakable shadow that would forever walk beside her. The days that followed were a blur of meetings and whispered conversations, Ira's mind preoccupied with the silent guardian's words and the unsettling feeling that lingered long after their encounter. The broken writ seemed to whisper secrets in her ear at all hours, its pages fluttering with an otherworldly wind that only she could feel. She attended the morning prayer at Melos Draw Order, her eyes scanning the congregation as if searching for a familiar face, but Kale was nowhere to be seen. Back in the scriptorium, Ira delved into the broken writ once more, seeking answers to the questions that plagued her mind. As she read, her fingers left behind a faint trail of dust on the stone floor, and her eyes grew heavy with fatigue. Candles flickered around her, casting eerie shadows on the walls as the darkness outside deepened. Suddenly, a page began to turn on its own, the words shifting to reveal a passage she'd never seen before. "The weight of silence is not for the faint of heart." Her head snapped up, and Ira's eyes locked onto the curator standing by the door, his expression unreadable behind the mask he wore. "What are you doing here?" she asked, her voice barely above a whisper. The curator moved closer, his footsteps light on the stone floor. "Your orders envoy has arrived," he said, holding out a sealed letter. "It seems your sister's absence has not gone unnoticed." Ira took the letter, her fingers tracing the wax seal bearing the emblem of House Valen. The weight in her hand was more than just a simple summons. It felt like an anchor dropping into the depths of her stomach, pulling her back to the surface. She broke the seal and unfolded the parchment, scanning the lines with growing unease. "Sister Ira, your sister's misstep has brought shame upon Melos Draw Order. It is imperative you return to Valen Manor forthwith." Ira's eyes narrowed as she read the words, a chill spreading through her veins like a cold draft from an open window. She had expected this day to come, but not so soon. The Order's envoy must have been swift in their response to Kale's report of her sister's transgression. A misstep, they called it, a euphemism for the sin that Alara had committed against Melos Draw Code. Ira felt the weight of her own vow settling upon her shoulders like a yoke, and the pages of the broken writ seemed to rustle in sympathy. The curator cleared his throat, breaking the spell of her reverie. "Shall I escort you to Valen Manor, mistress?" he asked, his voice neutral. Ira hesitated, weighing the cost of returning to her sister's shame against the burden of staying in the scriptorium, where the weight of silence hung like a specter over the dusty pages of the broken writ. She made her decision, knowing that some choices cannot be avoided. With a curt nod, she tucked the letter into her belt and followed the curator out of the dimly lit scriptorium. The morning sun cast long shadows across the courtyard as Ira walked beside the curator, their footsteps echoing off the stone buildings. The Order's envoy awaited her at Valen Manor, no doubt eager to collect her for the return journey. She couldn't help but wonder what new trial lay ahead. Would it be penance for Alara's sin, or some other weight to bear in recompense? As she approached the manor gates, a figure emerged from the trees, its features stark against the sunlight. Kale Varn. Ira's stride faltered, her heart skipping a beat as their eyes met. How had he arrived so quickly? She felt the familiar sting of curiosity mixed with wariness. What was Kale doing here, and how did his presence bode for her own fate? Without breaking stride, Ira gestured to the curator, who hesitated before nodding and falling back into step behind her. "You came to escort me?" she asked Kale, her tone a mask of curiosity. Kale's eyes narrowed, the corners of his mouth twisting in a faint smile. "I may as well join you," he said, his voice low and even. Ira felt a shiver run down her spine as she fell into step beside him, the weight of their combined presence drawing attention from the Valen guards, who watched with an unspoken question. What did this unexpected pairing portend for the fragile balance between Melos Draw Order and House Valen? As they walked up to the manor gates, Ira's eyes kept drifting back to Kale, searching for answers in his calm demeanor. The curator fell into step behind them, his presence a reminder that she was not alone in this predicament. At the entrance of Valen Manor, Ira's escort offered a slight bow before disappearing into the shadows, leaving her alone with Kale. "Ira," Kale said, his voice low as he pushed open the door for her to enter. "I see you've received the summons." His eyes flickered towards the letter still clutched in her hand, the wax seal bearing the emblem of House Valen glistening in the morning sun. They walked through the manor's foyer, its polished marble floor reflecting a glimmer of sunlight from the high windows above. The air inside was thick with the scent of sandalwood and lavender, a perfume that did little to alleviate Ira's unease. As they moved deeper into the mansion, she noticed the whispers, hushed conversations in the corridors, the soft rustle of fabric as servants passed by, each one glancing at her with an air of curiosity and concern. At the entrance of the grand hall, a slender figure stood waiting for them. Her dark hair was pulled back into a tight braid, revealing a heart-shaped face that bore a striking resemblance to Ira's own. The ambassador from House Valen, Lyra, stepped forward with an elegant smile, her eyes sparkling with a mix of curiosity and concern. "Ah, Sister Ira," Lyra said, extending a gloved hand. "Welcome back to Valen Manor. I trust your absence has not been too arduous." Her gaze flickered towards Kale before returning to Ira, the hint of a question lingering in her voice. Ira accepted the handshake, trying to conceal the tension that had built up inside her since receiving the letter. Kale's presence beside her was a subtle comfort, yet it also added an air of unease. What did Lyra make of their unexpected arrival together? As she pulled her hand free from Lyra's, Ira felt the weight of her own reputation bearing down upon her. The whispers of her sister's transgression had no doubt spread far and wide within House Valen's walls. "We were merely discussing our duties," Kale interjected, his voice calm as he broke into the conversation. "Ira and I have been on a mission for the Order." Lyra raised an eyebrow, her eyes darting towards Kale before focusing back on Ira. "Indeed. I wasn't aware of any missions assigned to you recently." Ira's grip on her letter tightened, feeling the weight of her sister's transgression settling upon her more heavily than ever. It seemed that some secrets were better left unsaid, but with Kale standing beside her now, perhaps she could weather this storm together. The ambassador's gaze lingered on Kale, her interest in his presence unmistakable, but Ira refused to let that derail her focus. "I'll have a brief audience with House Valen," she said, the words feeling like a necessary step towards acknowledging her sister's transgression. Lyra nodded, her smile unwavering as she turned to lead them deeper into the manor. The air inside grew thick with the scent of incense and old books, a smell that transported Ira back to her childhood hours spent in the scriptorium. As they walked, Kale's presence at her side was both a shield and a reminder. He stood for the Order, but also seemed determined to protect her. She couldn't help but feel a flutter in her chest, which she quickly suppressed. They reached Lyra's chambers, where the ambassador gestured for them to take seats by the fire pit. A warm blaze crackled within its depths, casting flickering shadows on the walls as they sat down. "I'll send word to the Patriarch," Lyra said, her voice pleasant but firm. "He wishes to speak with you, Sister Ira, regarding your sister's misstep." Kale shifted in his seat, his eyes never leaving Ira's face, and for a moment she wondered if he knew more about her sister's actions than he was letting on. The tension between them grew thicker than the smoke curling around the chimney pot outside. Lyra stood up, smoothing out her gown before nodding at Kale. "You're welcome to remain, Brother Kale, but I think this will be a private matter for Ira and our Patriarch." Her voice held a clear expectation that he should leave, yet Ira's eyes met his, silently pleading him to stay. Kale didn't move, his expression steady as stone. Lyra raised an eyebrow before shrugging, her smile unwavering. "Very well, then. I'll have the Patriarch summoned." She departed with a quiet rustle of fabric, leaving them alone by the fire pit. Ira's hands clenched into fists beneath the folds of her cloak, her heart racing at the thought of facing her father. The warm firelight cast a golden glow on Kale's face, his eyes never wavering from hers as Lyra departed, leaving them alone in the quiet chamber. Ira felt a shiver run down her spine, but this time it wasn't just fear. A spark of gratitude flickered to life within her. She didn't dare show it, afraid of betraying the mask she'd worn since receiving the summons. The curator's presence was a distant memory now, and she wondered if he'd even followed them into the manor or had been dismissed by Lyra. The silence between Kale and Ira was heavy with unspoken questions, their breathing the only sound in the room as they sat by the fire pit. The flames danced, casting shadows on the walls that seemed to twist and writhe like living things. A faint scent of sandalwood wafted from Lyra's braid, carried by the flickering heat, a reminder that she was not alone here. Ira pulled her gaze away from Kale's steady eyes, instead focusing on the flames as they crackled and spat, their golden light illuminating the secrets hidden within the shadows. The door to Lyra's chambers creaked open, and an elderly man with a wispy beard entered, his spectacles perched on the end of his nose. He wore a simple yet elegant robe, its dark fabric embroidered with a pattern of silver leaves that shone in the firelight. "The Patriarch of House Valen," Caelynvarn nodded to Ira and Cale before taking a seat beside Lyra's empty chair, which was then pulled back for him. His eyes were lined with age and wear, but his gaze seemed sharp as he regarded Ira. "Ira, my child," he said, his voice low and measured, the words dripping with concern. "I see you've returned. I trust your time away from us has been enlightening." The patriarch's eyes flicked towards Cale, who remained seated beside her, a small, unyielding rock in the shifting sands of Ira's life. "Brother Cale," he said, his voice neutral as he addressed him without acknowledging their arrival together. Lyra had set the stage for this conversation, and it seemed clear that neither Cale nor Ira was welcome to depart anytime soon. Ira took a deep breath before answering, trying to calm the flutter in her chest. "Yes, Patriarch," she said, attempting to keep her tone steady as memories of her sister's transgression flooded back. The weight of Alara's actions bore down on her, like an avalanche waiting to crush her beneath its icy grip. She dared not let it consume her now, not when there was a way forward, however narrow the path seemed. "I've been instructed to return for a private audience," she continued, forcing herself to maintain a level tone. The patriarch leaned back in his chair, steepling his fingers as he regarded Ira with an intent gaze. The air in the room grew thick, heavy with expectation and foreboding, like the moment before a storm unleashes its fury. "Very well," Caelynvarn said finally, his voice measured but his eyes glinting with a hint of curiosity. "Let us proceed. Lyra, if you would be so kind as to pour some wine?" The sound of pouring liquid echoed through the room, accompanied by the rustle of fabrics as Lyra departed to comply with her father's request. The patriarch's eyes never left Ira as Lyra returned with a silver jug, her movements economical as she poured two cups of wine onto a small tray. The liquid glistened in the firelight like dark rubies, its scent wafting up to fill the room. "I trust you're familiar with the ritual, Brother Cale," Caelynvarn said, his voice dripping with subtle challenge as he handed Ira one of the cups. "We observe it before any significant conversation." Ira's fingers closed around the cup, feeling its weight in her hand like a promise. Cale accepted the other cup without hesitation, their hands touching briefly as they exchanged it with Lyra. The patriarch cleared his throat, his eyes never wavering from Ira as he gestured to the chairs. "Let us proceed." Ira took a sip of the wine, its bitter taste flooding her senses as the liquid slid down her throat. It was strong, a heady concoction that seemed to cling to her tongue like an accusation. She felt Cale's eyes on her, watching her navigate this delicate balance, but she dared not look up, not now. The patriarch set his cup aside, his hands clasped together in his lap as he began to speak, the words dripping with measured control. "Your sister's transgression weighs heavily upon us all," he said, his voice heavy with a mixture of sorrow and reprimand. Ira felt a spark of defensiveness rise within her, but she forced it down, not now, when the truth would only muddle her purpose here. The patriarch's words continued to flow like dark honey, drawing out the secrets that Ira had hoped to keep locked away. Lyra shifted in her seat beside him, her eyes fixed intently on Ira as if gauging every nuance of her reaction. Cale's presence remained steady, his fingers curled loosely around his cup, an immovable anchor against the undertow of conversation. "We have reason to believe that Alara was attempting to circumvent the Order's edict," the patriarch continued, his voice carrying on like a cold wind through autumn leaves. Ira felt a shiver run down her spine as he paused, letting the words settle upon her. "Is it true you were aware of this?" Ira's fingers tightened around her cup, the rim digging into her palm as she struggled to maintain a mask of composure. The patriarch's words dripped with accusation, each one landing like a pebble on a still pond, causing ripples that threatened to destroy the fragile calm within her. She had known about Alara's actions, but the truth was more complicated than that. Ira had helped her sister, subtly guiding her towards the forbidden knowledge they both craved. A faint memory of the curator's parting words resurfaced, his voice echoing in her mind like a whispered warning. "The path to power is paved with the weight of choices. He'd spoken of the fine line between conviction and hubris, and Ira wondered now if she had crossed that line when she chose to aid Alara. The patriarch's eyes seemed to bore into her very soul as he waited for an answer, his expression a delicate balance of expectation and disappointment. Ira took another sip of the wine, its bitter taste mingling with the acidic fear churning in her stomach. She felt Kale's gaze on her, steady and unwavering, but she refused to meet it, not yet. The patriarch's question hung in the air like a challenge, daring her to reveal the truth about her involvement. A cold dread began to seep into her bones as she weighed the consequences of speaking, of keeping silent, or of running from this confrontation altogether. The fire crackled and spat, casting shadows on the walls that seemed to writhe and twist in time with Ira's turmoil. Lyra shifted in her seat beside the patriarch, her eyes never leaving Ira's face as if searching for a glimmer of the truth she'd been hiding. Kale remained still, his presence a solid foundation amidst the churning sea of uncertainty that threatened to engulf Ira whole. The silence drew out like a physical force, pressing against Ira's eardrums and making her heart pound in her chest. She felt trapped, caught between the weight of her conscience and the crushing obligations of her family's legacy. In this moment, she knew that whatever choice she made would be hers alone, but it would also change the course of their lives forever. As the patriarch's patience began to wear thin, Ira's grip on her cup tightened further, her knuckles white as she struggled to find the words to answer him. The weight of Alara's actions hung over her like a guillotine's blade, ready to fall at any moment and sever the fragile thread of hope that still remained a hope for redemption, for forgiveness, and perhaps, just perhaps, a chance to start anew. In this delicate balance of power and expectation, Ira made a choice,